Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Here is a Chris Powell. He is with the Journal Inquirer, a columnist of same. And you can, of course, read his work at journalinquirer.com. Good morning, Chris.
Morning, Ray.
I'm very confused. So remember James Comey? Remember that guy? You'll never be allowed to forget him anyway. But, I mean, the thing is, initially, everybody loved him. Then, in, I'm speaking to Democrats, they hated him. He's the guy who helped cost Hillary Clinton the election. Well, it's the same way with this whole situation in Syria, where we have 500, you know, soldiers there. Was it 500 or 1,000, Chris?
Well, it was originally 1,000. God only knows what it is today.
Okay. So anyway, and, you know, I saw a lot of people were tweeting, oh, we need more to help these Kurds and all that. Okay, so now Trump pulls them out, and then it's like, oh, my gosh, you left the Kurds to die. Well, oddly enough, it was a Kurd that helped find the bad guy.
Yeah, listen, the Kurds have been fighting their own struggle,
oh, God,
Ray.
Yes.
Sometimes they're allied with us, but they're not allied with us because they want, you know, the United States to succeed in the world. They're allied with us when they think that we are going to help them preserve their limited sovereignty or whatever they have.
Yeah, whatever.
And, you know, the northeast corner of Syria against the Turks and the Syrians and everybody else. They're not loyal allies of the United States. These are, you know, they're as opportunistic over there as we are.
So expediency is what they're measuring.
Well, of course, you know, the enemy of my enemy is my friend.
Oh, I love that saying. Okay, so one of the things was in your most recent piece, you're writing about Chris Murphy, who I believe was one of those people said, we need more people over there, we need more to support, and now he's saying, why are you abandoning these people? It's just weird. Speaking of expediency.
Well, a lot of Democrats are so afflicted by Trump derangement syndrome that whatever the president says, they have to oppose, and they're very lucky that they have the president we do, because he's so inconsistent. You know, a couple of weeks ago we were getting out of Syria, and now we're staying in Syria to protect the oil fields for whose benefit? I'm not sure. And the weekend we were sending the Delta Force in to get the Islamic State leader. Are we getting in? Are we getting out? First the president said he was getting out. Now we're staying in for the oil or going in to, you know, get rid of the Islamic State leader. I mean, it allows the Democrats to be for and against it at the same time as well. But, you know, you would think...
That's a good point.
The Democrats have a very good opportunity here to question what the president has called these forever wars. Trump muses about getting out of the forever wars, the more Democrats want to stay into them and escalate them.
Seriously, Chris, everything is driven by Donald Trump. Everything.
Yeah, I agree. There's very little consistency from the president,
but then it's reflected the other way.
Not much from the other side either.
Exactly. Hey, I want to talk about this, and I thought this was apparently there's video of this. I don't know what, or tape, but those two yahoos who were walking by a dorm and I guess used the N-word or something, and now they're facing criminal charges. You can throw them out of school, you know.
As disgraceful as the incident was, it was not what it was ginned up to be by the protests. It was not representative of white students at UConn. It was not representative of university policy. And apart from that, the law that they're charged with violating, ridiculing people, is blatantly unconstitutional. I mean, you can deplore the drunken kids all you want, but you you can't prosecute people for what they say, you know, short of fighting words, and these are not words that were directed at anybody. They were just playing a stupid, disgraceful game with themselves, walking across campus, calling out unpleasant words. You know, I'm sorry, but it's stupid, and maybe you ought to get them thrown out of college, but it's not criminal.
Well, I think that would be the, you know, right thing to do. Okay, guys, you're out of here. See ya. Bye. Have a great life. But don't put them in jail. I mean, come on. Number one, they're not going to go.
They were released without bond, and the worst thing that's going to happen to them in court if they don't challenge the constitutionality of their charges is they're going to get accelerated rehabilitation, and they'll be bounced out of court, and their criminal records will be erased within
expunged,
a year. And,
yeah.
I mean, that's really how serious the charges are.
Well, one of the great things I've seen of late on the Woodnet, maybe a year ago, 2 years ago, you know, your rights end where my feelings begin.
That's what we're in danger of at the university and throughout higher education. There is so much cynical intimidation going on that every little craziness by, you know, an individual who doesn't represent anybody but himself is seized upon as an indictment of an institution. And, of course, our administrators in higher education, including the new president at UConn, Tom Katsalaeus, are so politically correct and easily intimidated that, you know, we may have to hire, you know, hundreds of new black officials at UConn in order to appease the mob here when there's no reason for it, at least none that's been demonstrated.
Well, and part of the reason is, guys, and we've talked to people about this, and Chris, we've talked to a lot of people, and, you know, if you look at where the real cost of college is, it's not going to the professors, it's not going to some department head, it's going to the administration. And they've, you know, now because of Title IX and any number of laws, you've got to have like probably as many people in the headquarters, in the office, that you do in the classroom.
Well, there is a lot of administration in higher education, but, you know, there's also a lot of pensions and fringe benefits. That was the complaint of the UConn Board of Trustees to state government some months ago, that they can't afford their own pensions and benefits. And, of course, nothing's being done about that either.
Well, that's fun. What's next for you? What's fascinating you?
I'll be very interested to see if the governor induces any Republicans or even a majority of Democrats to come out for whatever transportation toll or tax increase proposal he's going to make. I had a laugh yesterday that the governor said that he wanted some profiles and courage among Republicans to get them to come out in favor of tolls or raising money in some way. I mean, why is there never any profile and courage for a Democrat to cut?
Say no. Yeah, apparently he's, I guess it'll be later this week, as Angela will tell you in a few minutes, but it is being rolled out. So stand by. Chris, always great, man.
Thank you, Ray.
Thank you, brother. It's journalinquirer.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.